Here we go. Igeres Gimel, page 207, Daf Kuf Dalet. So Baruch Hashem, they put out a Igeres HaKadosh with a pirish from Rabbi Elkan, which is incredibly helpful here. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Vayilbash tzedakah kisir yain," and he, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, garbs himself in tzedakah like a you know what this is? No. This is armor. You ever see one of those guys? What do you call it?
Chainmail. No, it's thicker than chainmail.
No, it's an armor. It's a pleated. You'll see it. It's like Kevlar. The scales of fish. Kevlar. That's how they are. That's what it looks like.
No, chainmail is like lynx.
No, well, this is going to be lynx. This is going to be lynx with a thing on top of it. V'kayva Yeshua b'reishay. And a head of salvation, a hat of salvation on his head. Okay? Writes the Baal Tanya. This is a letter that he's writing to his chassidim, encouraging them in the mitzvah of tzedakah. So why is tzedakah so powerful? And he's going to write here in this letter that tzedakah is, in this regard, the most powerful mitzvah in all of Torah. Okay, that's the goal of this letter. We'll see later on that there are several letters in this regard, and as we learned last week, he attributed his salvation from prison to the tzedakah that he was taking care of for the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. So to him, tzedakah played a major role, as it did for the tzaddikim of Valin and that whole thing. The tzedakah of Remeir Balanes, the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael played a major role in their lives. There was, I'm sure you're all aware of the massive machlekes that took place among the Chernobyl kinder about who had the right to the princehood, to the nesius of Remeir Balanes. And it came down to a big fight between our ancestor, the Chikasa Zayda, and Rabban Chernobyl's children. It was a big to-do and had great significance to it. We have massive wall, gorgeous handwritten, decorated nesius appointment of Reb Leibel taking over the nesius from his father, from the Zayda Ramatul, signed by hundreds of Eretz Yisrael Yidden in Miron Tzvas Tver Yerushalayim Chevron. Anyway, so that's all. You'll get a little background picture of what this is all about. So the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Tes, says the Gemara, Masirian Zed, just like this armor, Kol Klipa Uklipa Mitztarefes L'Sirian Godol. Every piece of klipa, every piece of shell, every chink of armor combines to a great armor. Af Tzedakah, so too. Tzedakah called pruta pruta mitztarefes l'chashbon gadol. Each penny combines to a great amount. Now, there are numerous things that you could say combine to a chashbon gadol. Just like each grain of sand creates a big pile of dirt. I mean, there are so many things that the bus is going to use here. What is it with the chains and the pieces of armor here? Obviously, there is. The Navi did not choose capriciously, and certainly the Gemara, in its explanation of what the Navi wrote, it was very medayik in telling us something here about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Pirish. Sha'asirian osu kaskasim al nikovim. Very significant. Listen to these, the mashal. The armor is made as scales covering holes. So evidently there was a chain on the inside, a bunch of links on the inside of this. And each of those links had a hole in it. Comes the scale, the piece of armor, and covers the hole. AI, you're going to say, why don't we just make it out of one solid piece of armor? So again, the Mepharshim there say that it's to let air get in and to allow movement to take place. Both of those things are significant if you want to be able to exist. So here he brings Vehem Meginim, and those scales protect Shalikonis Chetz Benikovim, that an arrow not be able to get through the holes. Meaning, had you left just the chains around the person, a bunch of links, so an arrow would be able to get through. Come the scales of the armor and the plates prevent arrow or a bullet from being able to get through. So too is tzedakah. The truth is, we could really just finish it right there. But if we want to understand a little bit more, then we have to go further. Here's the explanation, writes the Balatanya to his chassid. Kigdaylit tzedakah mikol hamitzvus. Tzedakah is greater than all other mitzvus. Shemehem, that we know about all other mitzvus. That what? Shemehem nasis levushim la neshama. Hanimshachim yarin seiv baruch hu, mibchines seiv of kolam. Okay, we need to talk. Okay, because this goes into a topic that the Baal Tanya talks about in the Likutei Torah many, many places, and becomes a huge, huge controversy in Jewish thought. What's greater? Is Torah greater, or are mitzvahs greater? So the Gemara asks the question, Talmud Gadol, Maase Gadol. Says the Gemara, Talmud is Gadol, learning is greater. Why? Shemevi l'dei Maase, because it brings to action. Now I ask you, which is greater? Is learning greater, or is action greater? Right? The Zohar HaKadosh writes that Torah is mazon and mitzvahs are levushim. Torah is akin to food, to sustenance, to nourishment, and mitzvahs are garments. Now, if someone had to say to you, which is more important to a person, if we had to choose between food and clothing, Pashtus, we would all choose food. Yet, what do you pay more for? Which is more chashuv? For sure, a person would say clothing, right? Mm-hmm. Clothing has a superiority. The veltzukt clothing makes the man. It's a Gemara. Yechren called his clothing mechabdusa, called him his dignity, his honor. So the Zohar writes that we need both. We need mazon and we need levushim. And the Torah is mazon. Torah becomes nourishment. Because limud Torah, Talmud Torah, has to be absorbed by each person on their level. By definition, therefore, Torah is going to be limited to the IQ of human beings. Right? You can't take Hashem's infinite wisdom and expect a human to be able to grasp it. So in order to make it palatable, digestible to the human being, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam takes his infinite wisdom and puts it into the laws of Shabbos and the laws of agriculture and v'chula v'chula and so on, chashem mishpat, whatever you want, whatever form of Torah you want, so that we can handle it. And therefore it becomes internal to the person, it becomes mazon, so we can digest it. Mitzvahs, on the other hand, are called Ratzon Hashem. Mitzvahs are not watered down to human comprehension. Most mitzvahs, in fact, are super logical. No one will ever be able to explain with perfect logic why we should on Sukkot take a lulav and esrog and three hadasim and two aravis and shake them in all directions. The greatest explanations are never going to give an intelligent, rational explanation for this. It's rotzen. Ratzon means, by definition, azoy vilach. That's what I want. It's not watered down. It's not broken down to the comprehension of the being that needs to ingest it. And therefore it's able to be, Ratzon is pure, unadulterated, absolute Ratzon Hashem. And therefore it becomes a garment, because it is not absorbed by the person, but it creates an or hamakif. It creates an enveloping protection for the person. And if you remember, we discussed when we were learning this concept in Tanya, that that's why you stand in the presence of a person who performs a mitzvah, because while the person who's performing the mitzvah is involved in the performance of the mitzvah, the Shechina dwells upon them, and it hovers over the limb of the person, and so on. So now let's go back and see this inside. Ki gedoyle tzedakah mikol ha-mitzvahs. Tzedakah is greater than all mitzvahs. Shemehem, that from all mitzvahs, nasis levushim la neshama, we create garments to the neshama. The neshama in Gan Eden, after life. Hanim shochim. Because the nisham, the mitzvahs, come from the Oren Soif, Mibchines Soif of Kol Almin. They come from the absolute energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the undiminished Soif of Kol Almin. As the Baltani here references his own Sefer, go check out what I wrote about the difference of these two forms of energy, the one energy which is diminished and customized, which comes in the form of Torah, and the form of energy which is absolute godliness, which comes in the form of mitzvahs. What creates the flow of that energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does Hashem give forth this energy? Says the Baal Tanya, right after the parentheses, Bisarusa dilasata, it is the result of our efforts here below. He mitzvahs Hashem, that is by the fulfillment of the mitzvahs of Hashem, v'rotzen ha'elyon baruch hu, and doing Hashem's infinite will. V'ikir hamshocha zu me'orin tzayf baruch hu, the main, to use a financial term, the main withdrawal of this energy of the infinite, who levush v'ur makif liyud sviris da'atzilus bria yitzira asira hamishtal shlis me'ila le'ila me'madrega le'madrega hamid anikrois b'shem emalek olam. It says like this, and really this goes to the heart of the entire Chabad understanding and obsession with this understanding the concept of the Hishtal Shel Olamos. Hashem creates these 10 spheres through which He's going to operate the world. They are called, the 10 spheres are called the Kelim. They are called the techniques, the character. In those vessels, there's a flow of energy that goes from Mida to Mida and allows Hashem to express Himself through those Midas. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, each one of them has its effect. It's akin to taking a glass, a colored glass, and whatever liquid you're going to pour into is going to take on the color of that glass. Okay? That's godly energy flowing through any one of those Midas. Okay? And then we know that there are, each of these four worlds have a greater and greater diminishing, lessening of the intensity of godly energy, so that the physical world can come into being, so that there could exist the denial of God, choosing between good and evil, so that in Olam Atzilus, where there's virtually no separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no free choice. In fact, there's only godliness itself, whereas already in the Olam HaBriah there's at least angels, there's some creation. What the performance of a mitzvah allows to happen is that it creates an interest on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part, Kaviyachol, to replenish and to give a new splash of godly energy through the system. Okay? But that godly energy, he's saying here, has a greater importance and value than the prefab structure that Hashem uses to create the world. Because there, by definition, Hashem uses the chain of creation to continue to diminish the godliness that's apparent and that can be seen in the world. That's the whole purpose of Seder Shtalshlis, is to consistently diminish the amount of godliness. The Ara Seviv Kol Almin, there's no diminishing. Okay? So what it allows, what our mitzvahs create, is a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower the world with this absolute godly energy and to fill the vessels with this aura. We'll see in a minute why that's valuable. Let's just go back and see that now inside. Right after the period. The main draw from the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Luvush V'armakiv L'yud Sviris, it is a enveloping energy to the ten spheres of all these four worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Hamishtalshalis, which we know that in the structure of creation there is this chain, Mi'ila Le'ila, from step to step, from Madrega to Madrega, from one level down to the next. Hanikrois, which generally we refer to B'Shem Malakolam, which is the diminishing customized form of energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains, Pirish, Ki Oren Tzev Baruch Hu, the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mislavish Umeir, B'toich Kol Hishtalshlus Ha'aseh Sviras. Hashem requires that his energy should flow through the entire Seder Hishtalshlus of the ten spheres of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. And he is the one who's creating the spheres simultaneously. So he's creating the vessels and he's filling those vessels with the energy that activates and makes them purposeful. He's doing both at the same time. Right? He is the one who's creating, who's expressing those ten spheres, that tzilus, hamishtalshlus, libriya yitzirasiya, ayde tzimtzum atzum, through tremendous withholding of Hashem's presence, hamavera be'etzchaim, which is explained in the beginning of the Arizal's work of Etzchaim, v'nikra, and that is called or pnimi, that's called an internal light, because it is able to be absorbed by each of the worlds according to its tolerance level. Now, V'al Yedei Kiyum HaMitzvah, when a Jew goes ahead and fulfills a mitzvah, is Nimshach Or Makif Hanal. What he does when a Jew accomplishes a mitzvah is he causes the Ribbono Shel'Olam to want to infuse the world with an undiminished Or. Umeya Toicha Esesviris, and that infinite godly energy flows into the already set up structure of the ten spheres in each of those worlds. And what happens now is that you can almost see it in scientific terms, that infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the atoms, if you will, bond with the customized, diminished energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are now, we attach to it, this infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Or Makif, the undiminished light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ends up being forced into the same system. Of what value is that? Who cares? Because it's the whole point of the arpanimi is so that it can be absorbed and tolerated by the worlds. So if you go put it in an armakiv into those worlds, what value is it to the worlds? They can't tolerate it anyway. That's why it's called an armakiv. It hovers above it because it can't be absorbed by it. So what's the purpose? Benikra yichud kutshabrichi ushkinte. This is the point, the goal of the unification of Hashem and His Shechina. So what he's saying here is like this. And there's a piece of Maranayim, I have to locate it, that explains the same concept of every time we go to do a mitzvah, we should say, L'shem yichud kudshe b'richu u'shchinte. I'm doing this to unify Hashem and His Shechina.
Hashem kol Yisrael.
B'shem kol Yisrael. What's this unification? Hashem and Shechina. So he's saying that the Shechina is the arpanimi. That's the amount of presence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows to dwell in the world when the world unfolds in its natural phenomenon. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows and hopes and expects that we're going to come along and turn that world into a godly world. How does a human being do that? So he's saying the methodology is that when we fulfill a mitzvah and we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give forth this godly energy, we create a dira b'tachtonim by infusing the world with greater kedusha. Now, the obvious thing that should be bothering all of us is, well, none of us see it. The world looks the same after we do the mitzvah. It looks just the same as before we did the mitzvah. What's changed? And the reason we can't sense it. We can't sense the change because we don't have the kelim to see that kind of ur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So where from our vantage point, there's no distinction. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, that is the whole tachlis habriyah, is to take a world which is void of Hashem's presence and suffuse it with absolute godly energy. To the degree where it is the tachlis, to make a dira b'tachtonim is the tachlis. And therefore this concept of yichud kudshe b'richu shchinte, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can we say that we use that term in the Haggadah, it's not a modern Hasidic term. We say in the Haggadah, Ugalam. That term, Kadosh, means Hashem is removed. We're referring you to that Aryan Seif. That's the term of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we unify that absolute godliness with the world which is preconditioned to lesser godliness, then we fulfill the Tachlis HaBriya. That's the purpose of creation. Vizesh Amr Chazal. He says, now we finally understand what Chazal say. Chazal tell us, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malaka. That this world has, where is this Chazal? That this world does not have, there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Again, generally we understand and that this world can't possibly tolerate. There isn't enough fun in the world. There isn't enough pleasure in the world to have reward in this world. So he says, Ki ba'olam hazeh hagashmi u'bal gvul v'tzimtzum. Because in this physical world that is so limited, v'tzimtzum rav v'otzum ma'id ma'id, in this world there is such a tremendous withholding and restraint of Hashem's presence, it's impossible for this world to tolerate, to hold the cause and effect that happens when we do a mitzvah. There are not the kelim in this world to be able to hold that kind of infinite energy that comes forth as the result of a Jew fulfilling a mitzvah. the only way it can flow into the world is through the 10 spheres. Hanikraim gufa b'zayir kadosh. The 10 spheres are referred to as a body. Why is it? Where do you see that it's referred to as a body? The language of the Zohar is Chesed is Draya Yamina, Chesed is the right arm, and so on. Gvura is the left arm. Why in the world? What's the Shaychus? We're not, God forbid, attributing to Hashem Yisbarach any physical qualities. So page 208, the top. Just like you can't measure, you can't compare a body to a soul. They're incomparable beings, right? There is no comparison. One cannot compare, even the 10 spheres in the highest world cannot be compared to the Bayer Adam, the one who is giving forth those emanations. Even the highest wisdom, Shire Shisan, which is the first emanation in the highest world, he bebchinis asiya gufnius. Here's how we got to see it. You know how distant that is from God? It is so distant that it should be considered to us as if it were a physical act. The first emanation, which for us is so out there, it is so wildly, spiritually distant from us, but vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is like our doing a physical action. Now, ve'il is ice. Fifth line. If that's the case, when it comes to acts of tzedakah or other acts of loving kindness that we do for other people, by the mazeh, where the Mishnah tells us in Peah that those mitzvahs a person is able to benefit from their fruits even in this world. Yesh nikovim. There's a leak in the system. So he says, up until now I've told you that it's impossible for there to be any benefit from the performance of a mitzvah in this world, because the world can't possibly tolerate the oyer. Come Chazal and tell us. I want you to understand, when you do something for another Jew, there's a leak in the system. There are holes. Al derech mashal. So now you see he's coming back to the armor. Okay? There are holes in this godly cloak, hamakif al gufa, that I said earlier, cover over this heavenly kaviyachol body. What did he say the body was? That was the yud sviris, right? Well, there is an ur. Our mitzvahs create a garment over that structure, and when it comes to mitzvahs that we do for another Jew, there are holes in there are kinks. Yeah? Hem akelim diyud sviris. That what? Lahayim mehem. That from them comes forth an illumination. Ula ashpia or v'shefa mechesed ra'yimina. Each one of those spheres has a leak. What he's saying here is an incredible thing. What he's saying is that it's not just that when we do an act, and up until now we thought, when you do an act, Mahu Racham, Afat Racham, so it would create in the world an emanation of Chesed. Says here, it's going to create a hole in every one of the spheres. So when we do an act of Chesed, and that Ein Sof pours into the Yud spheres of Atzilus, there is going to be a hole in each one of those things, so that whatever goodness flows through every one of those midas, that goodness is going to become available in this world. It's going to result in long life in this world. And wealth, recovered, and honor, midrayas mother, from the left arm. There'll be joy, there'll be splendor, there'll be honor. There's going to be all kinds of outpouring of overflow bounty resulting from the mitzvahs that we do and the holes. So now we got a glimpse into the first concept, the first comparison to the armor, which is that the armor has holes in it. What about the kaskasim, those have a name, what are they called? The
scales.
The scales. What's their purpose? Got the holes, we need to be able to benefit from the shefa, but what's the purpose of the scales? So by the semicolon, ach, kidei shali yinaku achitzoinim lamayla, in order that the dark side doesn't leach off of me or v'shef ha'mishtel shaviyad l'matamata adai l'mazeh agashmi, in order that the other side doesn't benefit, doesn't leach off of that or that flows down into this physical world. So that's one thing, that's one purpose of the scales, is to keep the bad forces from having any benefit from it. So he's telling us, and this, by the way, is unlike Torah. By Torah it says, Zacha et Samachayim. We learn Torah correctly, it becomes a tonic of life. If we learn Torah incorrectly, it can become a virulent poison. Here he's telling us by mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasodim that Hashem protects it. The Chasodim don't access it. Very fundamental distinction here in the effect of the protection. V'chein lemata, so that's above, that the other side can't leech off of it. But even here below, this is such a comforting thing. Lahagin al ha'adam, that it will protect the person who did it. Ulishamrei, to guard him. Ulatzila, and to save him. Mikol davar ra begashmius uberuchnius, from any harm that will come his way, physically or spiritually. How many people do we know that were harmed and corrupted by their money, by their power, by their comfort? He says here that when a person does a mitzvah, and a result of that mitzvah is that shefa, that the point of the scales of the armor is that Hashem protects the person, that it won't come back to harm him. That's quite a gift. Lizois, for this reason, Chayzeru Meir or Amakif, that very enveloping light comes back. Vizois Amanek Evaderech Moshon, that plugs up the hole. It plugs up the hole from the other side so that the Chatzoinim can't be yonik from it, and so that it won't come back and harm the person. Haflo Vefelo. What he can do with a mashal. Kihu mipchinas ein saif, because it comes from the infinite v'saif of kol ha'amin k'nispar la'el, and that is a protection. V'zeu sham chazal. Now we understand why Chazal used the language mitztarefes l'chesh ben godl daika, that it combines, each pruta combines to a great accounting. Ki godl Hashem, what is this godl? Meaning only Hashem can provide that protection. That's with the cheshbin. It combines to a cheshbin of the godel with the capital gimel. Without any limitation. Ach. After the brackets. Who is the one that causes this bounty and this infinite energy to flow into this physical world? Miyud Svidas Anikraim Gufa. What causes that? Who? Hayichud Anal. It is this unity that we were discussing above. She Tosefes Ha'ara V'Hashba. It is the increase of this illumination and this flow of bounty. Mipchinas Arin Soif. From the infinite one. Hamatzila Elyon Baruch Hu. Who's shining forth, who's giving forth, b'yeses eis, in a much greater bounty, al ha'arev ha'ashpo, shebetchilas ha'atzilis v'shtelshos, much higher, much greater than the flow of energy that goes into the normal process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses on an ongoing basis to create and sustain the world. Vereshis Tosefes Ha'arav Hashbo Vereshis Hayud Sfiris. Where does all of that process begin? How do you start? Where is the first emanation? Where does it go to at the outset? We know it goes to the first of the ten spheres, which is Chachma of Atzilus. That's why he says the beginning of the creation of this armor is the helmet. Yeshua hu meloshen vayisha Hashem el hevel v'minchasa. He says, the simple translation of the pasuk is a helmet of salvation. He says here that it comes from a different word. It says by Kain and Hevel that when Hevel brought his carbon, it says that Hashem turned to Hevel and his carbon. V'yiridas ha'arav hashefa, the Shin Ayin Nahirin Shebezer HaKadosh. This is the bounty, the flow of that which is mentioned in the Zohar, of this tremendous outpouring of this avenues of light that the Zohar refers to. K'may Shekhsiv Yo'er Hashem Panav Eilecha. Every Kayan should know about it, because that's the meaning that Hashem will illuminate his face towards you. Yor panav itanasel, or similarly we say in Anavakayach, Yor panav intilim, Yor panav itanasel, that Hashem will infinitely turn his face towards us. So he says, itanu means with us. He's going to illuminate his face with us? Says the Baal Tanya, yes, itanu. With us, Ayideh Maisa Tzedakah. We cause Hashem to turn towards us and to illuminate. Top of Kufay. V'zehu Zoreya Tzedakah Esmatzmiach Yeshuas. We say in the bracha right before Ahavas Olam, Birchas Yotzer, that Zoreya Tzedakah, he plants Tzedakah. Where do we plant them? What does a Tzedakah tree look like? Says Yitzareya Tzedakos. When we plant Tzedakos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them and turns them into infinite growth, Matzmiach Yeshuas, which results in all kinds of Yeshuas. Now, normally we translate Yeshua as a salvation. It says no, Yeshuas means it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn towards us. Matzmiach Yeshuas. It gives forth to the growth of much attention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kocha yo'er Hashem panav aleihem. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to them. Because tzidkasam oimedes la'ad. Because their tzedakah will stand by them forever. V'karnam torim Yeshuas matzmiach keren Yeshua. And their plight will be uplifted by Hashem turning to him, Keren Yeshua, the horn of salvation, Tzemach Tzedakah, the growth of Tzedakah, Me'akev Yeshua, now from Hashem's attention, Kenefesh Tidushenu, and I appeal to you like my own, from my own Nefesh, and signs his name, Shneur Zalman, Baruch. So he lays out here a vast, significant a difference between Torah and mitzvahs, and then between the mitzvah of tzedakah and any other mitzvah. Whereas any other mitzvah, the reward is way too great for this world to be able to tolerate its after effects. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a hole in the system, causing this emanation to flow through the holes to benefit Klal Yisrael, and to benefit Klal Yisrael with a ironclad guarantee that the Chitzayim won't steal it and that it won't harm us. That it will be the type of Shefa where HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains his his interests. You get a little glimpse here into why in Chernobyl, for instance, Rabotel Chernobyl was known. Well, Yid came into him with a kvittel, needed a yeshua. Rabotel would demand vast amounts of money. Mercilessly would demand people mamsh empty their pockets. And as you saw, there was a machnef kereva, Schoen of the Vrocha, was a Tversky, was in the behind the Iron Curtain for, we got out in the 1960s. And he had the full Chernobyl, you know, he was pure Chernobyl. He was there in Russia, you know, he never came out. He was never tempered by the rest of the world. He'd come into him, if you didn't cough up money, it was worthless. And he would, you know, he'd walk in. I was there with my brother-in-law, Leza, Schoen of the Vrocha. He was a cutting a manchik. I want you to bring me, and I don't know what it was some ridiculous amount of money. And Lazer was scared out of his wits. He went out and borrowed the money right away and brought it into him. But people saw all kinds of yeshuas. He brought in the money and he delivered the goods because he understood these mechanics. You give tzedakah and whereas by the rest of the mitzvah b'chayam aleka, when it comes to tzedakah, the benefits are built into the system. They say that to Ramat Lachanabala, somebody came in who hadn't had children in many, many years. So Ramat Lachanabala said to him, I want you to give me rubles, communion, pakoid, pakadati. There's a kuf, and there's a bunch of pays, and there's a tuf there. It's a lot of rubles. So this woman said to Ramat Lachanabala, Rebbe, if I'm giving you that much money, I want to have a child like the Rebbe. So Ramat Lachanabala lifted his eyes and looked at her and said to her, Man mame is gigang in ashener ishlai. My mother wore a nicer kerchief than you. Children he could deliver. When you have good children, that's going to be dependent upon there's different ways to learn it, but the simple way is the tznius of how she covered herself. I always learned that there was another additional knetch in it, and that was the pride of her tznius. Ashener eshlaya means she saw the chshivas in the beauty of enhancing that mitzvah. And you want to have the benefits are there. How we guide it and all that. That all depends. Each mitzvah has its benefits. But the mitzvah tzedakah it flows through all the elements. And each one of those esospheres has a hull and a seal. The hull allows the benefit to come through, and the seal protects it, that it should be there for our good and not for our detriment. Awesome.